Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Lest we forget, we also have a presence on MeWe, Discord, and Facebook. And by the way, MeWe is being very good to me. I'm going to be very good to all of you that are listening, because there's been people volunteering to help out on the Torchlight sign. I actually might need a layout person at this point, because I don't know if my poultry layout skills are going to be able to support the number of pages we're going to be putting out on a monthly basis at this rate. I plan 4 pages a month, maybe 8. I think it's going to be 8, maybe 12, maybe 16. Some months, who knows? But certainly a lot of people stepping up to volunteer, to help, to offer their work, and that's amazing. But today, I'd like to address a little news, because there's another security issue out there. This time it involves Wizards of the Coast. As far as I can tell, it does not involve your D&D accounts at, what, D&D Beyond or whatever the hell it's called. But here, from TechCrunch.com. Magic the Gathering Game Maker exposed 452,000 players' account data. The maker of Magic the Gathering has confirmed their security lapse exposed the data on hundreds of thousands of game players. Now, I'm assuming that if you play face-to-face and you're not playing their online version of Magic the Gathering, you're okay. But if you're playing online, the game developer, the Washington-based Wizards of the Coast, left a database backup file in a public Amazon Web Services storage bucket. But there was no password on the storage bucket allowing anyone to access the files inside. So this is not necessarily a hack, right? The hack is when somebody goes, all right, we're going to break into your system and, oh, look what we can find. No, this is a fucking moron or morons leaving personal data, account data, in a publicly accessible location online without a password. Now, the bucket is not believed to have been exposed for long. Now, I would say for this stuff, not long as, oh my God, it was exposed for, 3 hours. Well, thank God we clamped down on it. Thank God we fucking found out. But no. This article, by the way, is from November 16th. The bucket is not believed to have been exposed for long, since around early September. So, what, two and a half months, Okay, a review of the data file showed there were 452,634 players' information, including about, that's pretty poorly written sentence, by the way. A review of the database file showed there were 452,634 players' information, including about 470 email addresses associated with Wizard staff. That seems like an awful lot. Well, I mean, an awful lot of emails for Wizard staff. The database included player names and usernames, email addresses, and the date and time of the account's creation. The database also had user passwords, which were hashed and salted, making it difficult but not impossible to unscramble. None of the data was encrypted. The accounts date back at least to 2012, according to our review of the data, but some of the more recent entries date back to mid-2018. Now, here's an issue, okay? People reuse passwords, right? And yes, there are password managers that you can use, so you only need the one password really in your password manager, and then you could use those randomly generated 17-digit passwords of random shite. And then theoretically, you know, if you get hacked on one location, it's not going to take you from there. Now, I'll be honest with you. Just last week, Google sent me an email about one of my Google emails asking me if I had tried to log in from Malaysia, since it was a new computer and a location across the country. They needed verification from my main email account. So obviously, one of my passwords, and here's the issue too. If you have accounts you've had for a while, you might not have changed your passwords in a while. Remember when, like, oh yeah, 8-digit passwords are fine. Well, don't worry about caps. It's just, you know, and now it's like, well, we need, like, you know, 14 digits with one capital, one lowercase, a number, a symbol, your firstborn's blood. Change those passwords, folks. Try not to use the same passwords over and over. Because with shit like this, your password at Magic the Gatherings, you know, Wizard's fucking bucket of shit, they're making everybody reset those passwords. That's not the issue. Okay. Wizards is like, yes, we're making everybody reset their passwords. That doesn't make a difference. People aren't taking those passwords to get into Wizards. They're going to take those passwords to get into other accounts where you may have used the same email, right? You might use that same email as you log in at like a dozen other sites, and you might use that same password. Now, why is this even more special right now? Because, if you haven't heard, Disney Plus has gone live. Disney Plus is the Disney version of Netflix. And there's already accounts being sold online. Oh my God, did Disney get hacked? No, Disney not get hacked. But people have been hacked, and people have reused those passwords that have already been hacked and associated with their email on other sites, right? And now that hacked password email combination is being used at Disney Plus, and now people are having problems. Now, you might not even know your shit was stolen at some site, right? You know, if your password at N-World gets stolen, then what? You change it on N-World, right? But you don't change that. You use that same password, 1234 ABCD or whatever the fuck it is. You know, you use it at like 1900 other sites. And once that gets hacked, now they're going to hack into all your rest at some point. Well, that has that possibility. So, public service announcement, change your fucking passwords between sites. It doesn't have to be a huge change because they're not going to go, oh, look, your password is my name, 1234. And now you go to every other site and you're like, all right, my name, 1235. My name, 123. They're just going to try the combination that they have. Trust me. They have more than enough combinations to try to break into different stuff. Now, they were selling Disney accounts, apparently, on the black web or the dark web for as little as like $3 an account. I guess they figured, how long are you going to keep it going now that you've hacked? You're going to close it so you can grab the account and like binge for a few hours before it gets closed. All right, folks. That's all the news that's, fit for me to spiel. Technology, it's great, but it sucks. All right, folks. On that note, as always, if you enjoy this podcast, or if you just find me amusing, please go to Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast, and give us a rating, give us a review. Us, me. Well, it is kind of us because we're getting back to the Designers and Makers fireside chats. I got to reach out to somebody and set one up for later on this week, which won't come out until next week. And I got a few other irons in the fire. Should be fun. All right, folks. As always, be safe, be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.